Chapter 22. Location? On the road to the end of the line. Floyd took a couple of breaths, feeling extra warm. He was lightheaded and his left hand was tingling. He let the truck idle while the air pressure built up for the brakes. Nimbus moved out of the way when Floyd leaned over and manually rolled up Nimbus's window. Then he turned on the air conditioner. It shuddered and the fan sputtered. "So how are you planning to go see Ricky while you're in Wisconsin?" Nimbus asked, hoping the cool air would continue.
"I plan to see Ricky's family as soon as I drop this load or what's left of it. I may have some extra explaining to do."
"Floyd, what are you going to say to Ricky when you see him?"
"Beats me. What do you think I should say?"
Floyd pushed in the clutch and shifted into first. He did all the usual shifting and clutching until the rig was up to speed on the road.
"Tell him you're sorry," Nimbus said confidently.
"But I'm not sorry," Floyd fired back. "He needs to apologize to me."
"But he gave you a grandson. Doesn't that count?"
"He's never let me see him, so that's why he needs to be sorry."
Nimbus remembered what Michael had said about the elderly and how they are stuck in their ways. He needed to come in from a different angle. He looked at the hole in the truck.
"What if you just go see him and tell him that you have a hole in your heart and you want to fix it?"
"I don't have a hole in my heart. I just need a little surgery to tighten my valves."
"No, not physically, Floyd. Emotionally," Nimbus said, shaking his head.
"Emotionally? That would make me a sissy in his eyes, and I'm not a sissy."
"Oh."
Nimbus dozed with the rocking of the truck, and they traveled in silence, all except the crackle and the conversations of his old CB radio. That, too, was something that Floyd was never going to change. Cell phones were a new form of spyware as far as he was concerned. Floyd noticed he wasn't feeling so well. He had a tightening in his chest, and it was difficult for him to breathe. He was thinking of that commercial again. He picked up his CB radio hand mic and called out on the airway.
Breaker 19, this here is Lone Star with a medic alert. Anyone out there that can give me some medical advice would be most appreciated, over.
Nimbus looked over at Floyd. What's the matter, Floyd?
Nothing, little buddy. I just have a few questions.
A crackling came back over the radio.
Go ahead, Lone Star. This here's Nurse Betty, over.
Well, Nurse Betty, I've got this squeezing in my chest that's making it hard for me to breathe. I have a history of heart trouble, but this feeling is different, over.
Lone Star, honey, you need to get yourself to a hospital ASAP. What's your 20? Maybe some of you good Samaritans out there can follow this man in, over.
Floyd felt a sharp pain.
Where you at, Lone Star, over? Nurse Betty called out again.
I'm on I-80, heading east, just this side of Des Moines. I'm the one with the green Christmas tree lights, over,
Floyd groaned.
What's your real name, hon? I'm going to call for a rescue vehicle. You're too far to drive to the hospital, over.
Floyd Hansen, but I think I'm going to be all right, over.
This here's Tumbleweed. I'm close to you, buddy. Maybe you better pull off and park, over.
That's a good idea, Floyd, Betty's voice cracked over the radio. You need to stay real calm until help arrives, over.
Nimbus was trying not to hold his breath as he listened. He was scared and Floyd was pulling off the road.
Floyd, what's happening?
Well, I'm afraid, Nimbus, this is the end of the line for me. Everything is getting kind of dark and...
Everything was getting dark. And Floyd was blacking out. He put the truck in park and opened the window, then said,
Would you do me a favor, Nimbus?
Sure, Floyd, but don't talk like that.
Floyd put his head out the window and rested it on the ledge. He tried to take a breath, but the pain was too great. He looked up at the stars.
Would you find my son, Ricky, and tell him that I'm really sorry and that I love him? He's a banker in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. He lives by some lake.
Floyd's eyes got glassy and he started to gasp. He grabbed his chest and let out a cry.
Floyd! Floyd! Nimbus shouted.
He was building too fast and needed to get out of the cab. He worked his way past Floyd's head, raining all over his face.
Thanks, little buddy, Floyd said. That feels real good.
Floyd was calm and closed his eyes.
Please, Floyd,
Nimbus said, twice his size, staying near Floyd's window like a protective dog. He looked up in the sky and saw two angels approaching. Nimbus had never seen those kind of angels before, but he knew who they were coming for, Floyd. He heard a large truck approaching. He floated up. A cattle truck pulled up behind Floyd's truck. A man darted out to see what was happening. The tall man, dressed like a cowboy, jumped up on the truck's running boards, jerked the door open, and pulled Floyd down to the ground. Trying to remember his CPR training from years back, he popped Floyd's head back and pinched off his nose, blowing two breaths into Floyd's mouth. He put his hand on Floyd's chest and pumped 8 times. Nimbus yelled at the angels as they approached.
No, go away! He's not ready to die yet!
The angels smiled at him and hovered close by, watching the truck driver named Tumbleweed work frantically to save Floyd's life. Off in the distance, sirens were heard. Nimbus got close to the man. He was growing weary and was slowing down.
You're doing a good job. Just a little longer. Help is on its way. Don't stop.
Tumbleweed looked up at Nimbus as he started pumping on Floyd's chest for the 100th time. He then called out,
Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus!
Both of the angels said, Amen. Finally, a fire rescue truck arrived and took over, trying to save Floyd's life.
Clear!
Floyd's body jerked. The angels floated closer.
Does he have to go with you right now? He's supposed to go see his son first, Nimbus pleaded.
He was dissipating from his sadness. The angels touched Nimbus on the head. It's his time, Nimbus. Just then, Nimbus saw a colorless mass floating out of Floyd's body, drifting transparently up to the angels that were surrounded by a long tunnel.
Did anyone else see what I'm seeing? He wondered.
There really is a tunnel, Nimbus.
Floyd, is that you?
He fought to hold back his tears.
Hey, little buddy,
he called out as the angels gathered on both sides of him.
Goodbye, Floyd, Nimbus cried. I'll keep my promise and find Ricky for you.
Oh, thanks, Nimbus. We had some good times, didn't we?
Yeah,
Nimbus started to leak.
Don't you feel bad about what's happened. I'm glad to be going home.
Floyd and the angels floated up the tunnel as Nimbus looked down at the rescue workers. They put a blanket over Floyd's body, loaded him on the gurney and into the rescue truck. Nimbus floated over to Floyd's truck and drifted in through the window to take one last look. He suddenly felt an immense responsibility when he thought about Ricky.